Your knights are in another castle. All your base are belong to us. It's dangerous to go alone. Listen to this. The Knights of the Game Table Podcast.
This is the Knights of the Game Table Podcast, episode number 4. I'm your host, Marcus. On this episode, we're going to be discussing some of the games that we're playing right now. Joining me on this panel from the Temple of Geek is Daniel and Nate. How are you guys doing?
Doing pretty good.
Fantastic.
So, we're all gamers here. I just wanted to have a little powwow to talk about some of the games that we're playing, that we're into. Doesn't matter if it's old or new. I know that one of the games that was just recently came out was Batman. Y'all guys have some 2 cents put in on it?
Batman Arkham Knight. It's an amazing game.
Looks pretty awesome to me. I haven't played it, though.
You need to get it, man.
Yeah, definitely. If you haven't played any of the Batman games, I would say start with at least Asylum and work your way up. But if you're going to have to get one, this is probably the one to get.
Okay.
Now, on a side note, there are some frustrating things about the game. Namely, the Batmobile.
Okay, tell me what's
wrong
with it.
Every damn puzzle in the game revolves around the Batmobile. Batman does not rely on that car that much. Why does he have to rely on it in this game?
I'm absolutely right there with you. So there's...
Every single time something pops up, he needs the Batmobile. It's like, hey, I need to pull this elevator up. Let me get the Batmobile.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, I need to take out these guys. Let me get the Batmobile.
It's pretty much...
Hey, I need to power this thing. Let me get the Batmobile.
And it's not even exaggerating?
No, it's not any little bit of exaggeration, because you get to this point where you get used to running around playing as Batman, you know? You do, like, this 40-hit combo on, like, 40 dudes, and you know, you're just a total badass, and then... You get to some point and you're like, what the heck am I supposed to do right here? Oh.
Get the Batmobile.
Get the Batmobile.
Got everything. The new utility belt.
I mean, the hashtag for the game should really be, instead of be the Batman, it should be the Batmobile.
That's actually pretty good.
The thing that got me, like, really, like, I don't know, irked about it was I'm playing through the game. I'm like, man, I'm finally at Riddler. Awesome. Okay, I'm getting ready to do a Riddler challenge. This is fantastic. Okay, it's a race with the Batmobile. Okay, maybe the next one won't be so bad. Okay, I get to the next one. Now it's a puzzle using the Batmobile. Okay, I'm going to get to the next one. The next one's going to be good. It's a race with the Batmobile. I'm like, are you kidding me?
And actually, yeah, that's like, that kind of brings up another point with the Riddler in general, is that it was always like a puzzle. In all the previous games, it was always some sort of thing you had to figure out or some... Like in like Arkham Asylum, you had to take these pictures of certain scenes within the environment of that game. And now it's like, if you have a Batmobile, then you can figure out my puzzles. Or, I mean, races. You know, whatever.
Wow.
But besides that, I mean, complaining aside, the game so far is really good. I'm not fully 100% finished with the game yet. I'm about 30-something percent completed with the game. The side missions are just as good as they were in the last game. You know, you stumble across murders and things like that you have to try to solve. The main story is good. I'm not going to reveal who the main character is. All I can say is an article that I wrote a couple months ago on the Temple of Geek was completely wrong. So... my guesses on who the Arkham Knight was completely off-base, and all I'm going to say is if you're a fan of the Batman comic books, you're going to kind of figure it out pretty fast who's behind the mask.
Yeah, so if you have read any articles about the Arkham Knight being an original character, he apparently is not.
The character behind the mask is not, but the character of Arkham Knight is original. So they were kind of...
Okay.
They were kind of playing with the words there, or I don't know how to explain that, but yeah, the character Arkham Knight, completely original character to the Batman mythos. The guy behind the mask, however, is not.
Interesting.
All right. What do you think of the new Batsuit?
I love it.
It is freaking fantastic.
Yeah, within the first 30 minutes of the game, you get an upgrade to it, and it just looks amazing.
It's all like, it's like.
So it changes?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He gets like a new suit, and it's like the armor moves around on it and stuff, and like you just look like half machine, kind of. It's pretty legit.
That's pretty cool.
And it's like, it's really cool follow up to like, I'm trying to think of what had the awesome, it may have been Origins. Where he had, like, this really awesome suit where he could walk into, like, frozen areas. He came out on a DLC.
Okay.
I think that was, that had to have been Origins.
Yeah. Anyway, that to me, that was, like, the most awesome-looking suit of all time. And, I don't know, I mean, this is just a regular bat suit. And other than that one, it was more like an exit armor type thing. But, I really like the suit.
Yeah. In the previous games, you had the ability to glide through the city, and, you know, if you could stay up in the air for 60 seconds, you were doing an amazing job. In this game, you can practically fly around the entire city of Gotham without even touching the ground.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so some of the tools and stuff that you've given Batman in this game is amazing. This game is definitely the definitive Batman game.
So Absolutely. City navigation is definitely improved.
Yeah.
Yes.
And, okay. like, because it sort of picks up where Arkham City left off. Because you do get, you know, you work your way up and you have to get all these upgrades for, like, your Batclaw and stuff so that you can do these, like, crazy launches and stuff when you're flying around the city. And then you start in this game and you have a lot of those upgrades already.
So
you don't have to work for the same upgrades that you got in the previous game. That's what I really liked about it.
Yeah, cool. I mean, that's something that continued from the, from Arkham Asylum into Arkham City. The upgraded gadgets and stuff you got in Arkham Asylum, you already pretty much had in Arkham City starting out, and they added new tweaks to them, or new weapons altogether, or tools, I should say, not weapons.
Yeah.
And they did the same thing in this game. You pretty much have what you started off with in Arkham City, and you upgrade or go from there. I mean, of course, they took away one or two items, but for the most part, you have almost everything.
So it feels like...
And the Batmobile.
That's cool. That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's not like the first game that comes to mind is like Assassin's Creed, where you start off with, like, absolutely nothing, and then you have to work your way to get your basic stuff back.
And it's, the same for each game.
That makes the game, like, a really slow start for me. I'm just not into it.
It's true.
So.
One big surprise for me in the game was, and I can go ahead and say spoiler alert, I mean, if you haven't played the first hour of the game, then, I mean, you're going to find this out anyway. But if you haven't, I'm sorry. I'm going to go ahead and say this. Mark Hamill does reprise his role as the Joker, and the Joker is a major character in the game.
Oh.
Not going to explain how he's in the game, though.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm still only, like, I don't know, maybe 20% in, so I've seen him, but he's not exactly, like, a major part of the game yet, so... I don't know. It was really cool to see that we still got a Batman game with Joker in it, because how could it be a Batman game without Joker?
I know, right?
How did Mark Hamill find the time with Star Wars?
Just crunching them out. What about Harley Quinn? I actually haven't gotten to play her yet, but Daniel, I've actually been to your house and seen you play as her. What do you think about her?
Harley Quinn is crazy.
She's got, like, some crazy beast mode where she, like, gets, like, extra strength or something? What was that about?
Yeah, it's called psychosis mode, and she just goes nuts and just beats the crap out of people, and it's just, like, amazing. That's one thing I'm really excited about with this game is the fact that you can play with all these different characters. And, like, the new DLC that's getting ready to come out is the Batgirl DLC, where you get to play as Barbara Gordon's Batgirl. So, I mean, they're actually taking a lot of time allowing you to play as different characters in the Batman universe, not just Batman. Harley Quinn is awesome. Azrael, you get to play as Azrael for a little bit in the game. He's pretty cool.
And he looks awesome in that game. So awesome.
I heard that Nightwing, there was a segment where I got to play as Nightwing, but I heard Nightwing is a playable character, and so is Robin.
Oh, wow.
Let's see. Too Batgirl's getting ready to come out with the DLC. Harley Quinn already has her own DLC. Yeah, it's just there's a lot of playable characters. You get to play as Catwoman. So she was a playable character in the last game, but she's also a playable character in this one.
And each character has their own separate, like, short story that you can follow?
Yep.
In the DLC, yes. Huh. In the main story, it's just part of the main story.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. So, well, and then, cool. Of course, we still got 6 months of updates to look forward to as well. So.
Keep that in
mind. So, moving right along. Nate, is there anything you've been playing? Those games you've been playing?
Those games you've been spending some hours on?
Been time on?
Actually, yes. Two games. First one I want to mention is Ark. That is recently has been my fix a lot. Almost.
It's a great game.
Several times every week / every night, but dude, it's awesome. I mean, first time I caught wind of this game, I was just watching some random YouTube videos and saw a little trailer for it, and I was kind of blown away. I was like, oh, what is this? Oh, it's like an indie game, survival. And I was like, oh, it's probably not that good. And then you start looking at all the things you can do in it, and there's a lot of stuff you can do in this game. I was kind of... it's just crazy. I mean, essentially the synopsis of the game is you have no idea what's going on. You just spawn on the beach. You've got this gem stuck in your arm. And that's it. And so you have to decide, hey, I'm going to run over here and punch this tree and bloody my fists. And then, oh, look, I can get wood from this tree. Cool. Okay, oh, look, I can pick up this rock. And, oh, wow, I actually got some thatch also when I punched that tree. So now, oh, I can make a pickaxe. Okay, cool. And that's, like, the beginning. And it just, oh, my gosh, it gets huge after that.
It really is. It's one of those games. It's and I'm going to go ahead and say it, is that it's a lot like Minecraft.
Yes.
Where you're gathering resources, you build things, except in this game, you get dinosaurs.
it's funny when y'all were describing this game to me, you were saying that it was just like Minecraft, and I finally looked at the game and I was like, "This looks nothing like Minecraft."
Yeah, it doesn't look like Minecraft, but it plays a lot like it. I mean, it even starts the same way. Like Minecraft, you're dumped in the game and you have to figure it out for yourself. The exact same thing here in this game. You're dumped in this game, and you have to figure it out.
Figure out, I feel like.
Yes, I definitely agree with you there.
And oh my gosh, this game punishes you around every corner. Primarily because the game isn't finished yet, so I mean, there are some bugs and you die in just some really stupid ways. But oh my gosh, like this game is hard. There are dinosaurs out there to eat you around every corner. And if you're not like a high level with some heavy armor and a good pike or something, you're gonna die. Like, it's just inevitable.
It is ridiculously true. I'd say the very hardest part about playing this game is starting. because, one, you don't know how to do anything, and then two, you're just getting attacked by all these random dinosaurs and stuff, and if you don't know dinosaurs well, like I didn't, you don't know which ones are herbivores and which ones are carnivores. It just kind of seems like there's a bunch of monsters out there attacking you.
Yeah, this is...
Your patience gets really tried, is all I'm trying to say.
Oh my gosh, so many times you want to just, like, punch your monitor. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've made the same trek 5 times just to get to my body and pick up my backpack so that a raptor can eat me again right after that.
So, But, I mean, this game has a lot more to do than just surviving. There actually is like a leveling system in it that allows you to like increase your actual playable stats, like your health and your energy and all that kind of things. And then also allowing you to build some pretty unique stuff once you leveled up fairly high.
Yeah. I was really surprised. Like just all the options that you have for building structures. I had no idea that it was going to be so malleable, I guess, like just the different shapes and things that you can construct. It's essentially exactly like Minecraft in that way. Like, you can build anything that you can think of.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and luckily, if you played the PC version of Minecraft, you had to figure out what pattern you had to put the freaking things in to build stuff. In this, it's just like, if you have the materials, then you can build it. So
Yeah. But it's surviving to get the materials that's the hard part.
Yeah, that actually is very true. as Nate mentioned, this game is, I'm not exactly sure if they're officially calling it a beta, but it is an early access game.
Alpha. Yeah.
Yeah, it is an early access game on Steam, so it's definitely not 100% balanced, but they are regularly providing updates to this game. It seems like I'm having to update our server like several times per week just so that we can play.
Yeah, I'd have to say that's probably like the game itself is awesome, but the people making the game are awesome. Like, they just seem really excited about what they're doing. And, yeah, they're really focused on spending a lot of time into finishing this game. So it really does seem like they're on a good track to finish it.
Nate, your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to try to get one of the developers to talk with us.
Get one of those guys.
Get one of them guys and let's find out the secrets of Ark.
Start stalking them on all their forums and like starting to learn their names.
I hear that's a thing now.
Well, that would be pretty amazing. Cool.
That is a studio wild card.
You heard it here first?
You heard it here first. I'm glad we got that out in this episode. So the game is $30 right now, or $29.99 on Steam.
Steal of a deal.
It is steal of a deal. Thank you for that. It is totally worth every single dollar. Like I said, they are providing regular updates. So, to me, one of my biggest pet peeves when buying an early release game on Steam is that, you know, the creators don't finish their games.
Yeah, yeah.
So I definitely see this one going the distance. So be sure
to... Is it going for speed?
What?
Is it going for speed?
It's going for the need for speed.
Just know that whatever you're... Apart from the $30 you're paying, you'll be paying the rest with blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of fun, but...
Yeah,
tears are going to be a big part of that.
Definitely play with friends. That's all I expect.
Yeah, don't try to tackle it alone.
I mean, God rest your soul. And I'm sorry for you, but at least, you know, just get on a public server and you know, check out what the game's about. I would definitely not join a PvP server unless maybe you do like being angry.
Yeah, then maybe you just like trolling people, and yeah, maybe that's just but that would be the only plus to playing on a PvP server.
Moving right along, I think within the next week, I definitely intend to start playing through one of my favorite games of all time, which is Portal and Portal 2. Have either of y'all played that?
I have played the first one.
I've played a little bit, and I remember trying to do co-op with my bro, and after like 5 puzzles or 8 puzzles in a row, our brains were dead, and we never picked it back up after that, unfortunately.
It's like brain no longer works.
Like, it definitely does that.
Yeah, my mind like just felt numb. Like, I had to take a break. I could not figure it out. Like, it yeah.
And like, I remember playing, I was like maybe halfway, three-fourths of the way through on Portal 2, because Portal 2 is way more difficult than Portal 1. Not saying that Portal 1 isn't difficult, if you haven't played it before, so don't be sad if it takes you some time to figure it out. But, yeah, like, in Portal 2, they start using a lot more than just the portal gun. You start using these extra, like, paints is, I don't really know what to call it. It's not really paint, but it's these extra, it looks like paint, essentially, that allows you to put portals on that coat of paint, or makes you bounce really high or walk really fast. And all of it is part of figuring out how to solve the puzzle. It's ridiculous. So,
that's crazy.
Anyway, it's this is a game I definitely intend to play all the way through. So if you want to see me get stuck or bang my head against the desk, I should be doing that in my afternoon, coming very soon.
And I heard the story was kind of strong in that game. Is that true?
Portal 2's story was very strong. Very strong. Portal 1 wasn't... didn't have a big story. You're basically... I mean, you wake up as the girl with the portal.
Gotcha.
You get the portal guns, and then you just... You're definitely under the impression that you're trying to get out.
Okay.
But there isn't much dialogue other than what GLaDOS is telling you the entire game.
Gotcha. Or eat the cake.
Yeah. And then the various signs... Without the game, you see on the walls about the cake is a lie. So, and then where you drop into Portal 2, and then you get, what's his name? The orb? Either of you know his name?
I don't remember his name.
I'm totally blanking out on it. I want to say Charlie, but that's definitely not it.
We'll just call him Bill.
Billy.
Oh, good old Billy.
Billy.
So I found Billy.
But anyway, yeah, I definitely plan to go through Portal 1, Portal 2, and then after Portal 2, hopefully I will find a partner, maybe Nate or another new member, Liz, to help me get through the co-op part.
That will be amazing.
So... Nate, I remember you said that you had two games you wanted to talk about. What was that other game?
The other game was The Witcher. Oh my gosh. Have either of you guys played a little bit? I think you have, Marcus.
I have not.
Okay, yeah. So, little bit's not enough. You need to devote, you know, like half your life to this game. And it
rewards you. I agree.
But, in all honesty, it's probably one of the best, if not the best... open world RPG, single player RPG that I've ever played. And I've played a lot. Skyrim, Oblivion, Fallout, I know those were, all three of those were made by the same studio, but still, Witcher 3 is awesome. The graphics are awesome. The story is incredible. Ah. And, the sheer vastness of the world that they submerge you in is crazy. I mean, just all the monsters, the subspecies of every species, like, it's just mind-boggling, all the different things you can do. I have to say that's probably my top positive feedback is just... I never felt like I was doing the same thing twice, which is crazy to think because I spent tons of hours in that game and never felt that way. So definitely one I recommend. It was cool.
That's cool.
Do you know how many hours you have in that game at all?
Oh my gosh, dude. I'm kind of afraid to look at the grand total. I know it's somewhere floating around on Steam and I like actively try to avoid it because I might cry, but.
Oh, that reminds me, like, back in the day, in my youth, I played a game called Final Fantasy II on the Super Nintendo, which was Final Fantasy IV, for those of you who got confused about Square Enix's numbering system. the timer in the game, you know, they had a clock to how long you played the game, and, you know, it went up to 99 hours, 99 minutes. I rolled that thing over twice.
Good God.
Playing that game, collecting everything, leveling my guys up to level 99. That game was, I don't know, I spent countless hours in that thing.
So imagine me with Payday, but you on Final Fantasy.
Yeah, I was addicted in my younger days. Now I can't spend more than 10 minutes on it.
So, okay, so Nate, do you remember what level you are in that game right now?
I think I got to like level 21, 22, and I think I was finally getting towards the end of the story. I haven't actually finished it yet. Shocker, I know. Arcs kind of distracted me for a little while.
I mean, because I just looked up your hours on Steam.
Gosh. Oh, gosh. Gotta
brace
myself.
80 hours.
Oh.
So, if any of you were wondering about how long it takes to, I mean, to play the game, Nate's only level 21. He's got 80 hours in. And doesn't that leveling system at least go to 40?
Man. I don't know what the cap is, but I know it's at least 40 because I've already picked up gear that I can't use, and it's like level 37. So, yeah, like I said, vast game. I definitely haven't. I mean, if you count every map marker that includes an activity with it, I have definitely played less than 50% of the game.
Wow.
Which is crazy. But that's if you're counting like every tiny thing that you can do. Like, there's just so much. The maps are huge. Yeah, it's crazy. It will suck your life away if you're not careful. So, be warned. However, know that if you figure out a way to do it wisely, it's well worth it.
Well, guys, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode. If y'all have anything else you'd like to put your two cents on before we close it out,
go get Witcher.
Be the Batmobile.
Hashtag be the Batmobile. You heard it here first. All right, well, that wraps up this episode of the Knights of the Game Table podcast. I want to thank Daniel and Nate for joining me on this episode. As always, stay tuned to thetempleofgeek.com for the next all-new episode. And as always, thank you for listening.
Please follow us on Twitter at Temple of Geek. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Temple of Geek. And remember to visit thetempleofgeek.com, your one stop for all things geek. Congratulations! This story is a happy ending. Thank you.